KQED.
Authorities say the number of people now missing in the aftermath of this week's deadly flash flooding and landslide in Montecito is 5. That's down from as many as 43 reported yesterday. 17 people have been killed. Also, a miles-long stretch of the 101 freeway in Montecito remains closed and is likely to stay that way for a number of days, blocked as it is by a lake of mud, boulders, and other debris. The job of removing it all is complicated by the possibility that it may also contain human remains. Here's more from KPCC's Sharon McNary.
The same mud that carried houses, cars, and telephone poles from the hillsides of Montecito could also have swept people here. To this low-lying section of the 101 freeway that runs through the city's business district.
We still need to find out if there's any remains or any life potential that's left in there.
Anthony Bozzerio of Los Angeles County Fire Department heads up an urban search and rescue team. He was working on a plan to find and preserve human remains while keeping his crews safe.
It's inherently dangerous and we don't know what's under there.
The mud could be toxic from busted sewage lines. It could contain sharp and dangerous objects. The crews will use feeler poles, small boats, and skip loaders to carefully search the debris field. That search could take days. For the California Report, I'm Sharon McNary.